Thank you for calling CareStar. This is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, Karen. This is Mama calling from Rhonda's House Home Care. How are you?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. So I actually had a patient on the other line. Her name is Cassandra Kinney. She was looking if she can get home care services. Can I conference in her into the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Say hi, Cassandra. You there?
Yes.
Okay, I have Karen on the phone here from CareStar.
Okay.
What kind of assistance are you needing?
I have low vision, and I have balance problems with walking and cleaning and dishes and assistance to go to the grocery store or to my doctor appointments.
Okay. Have you been referred to the state already for assistance?
I've had assistance in the past, but I did.
But currently. How about currently?
I had assistance a little while back ago, like about a month or so ago, when I was in the hospital because I had congestive heart failure. And then I was, like, in rehab.
What is your name, please?
It was, like, Cassandra Kinney.
Please spell your last name.
K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. Okay. And your birth date, please?
5/5/27/67.
Okay. I show you as being disenrolled from the Ohio Home Care Waiver Program. So I'm going to transfer you over to a line where they can take your information and start the application process.
Okay, thank you.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Supports Department.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Supports Department. This is Madison. How can I help you today?
Hi, Madison. We got transferred over to you from Karen, I believe. I'm calling from Rhonda's House Home Care. My name is Nama. I have a patient on the line. Her name is Cassandra. She's looking to see if she can get home care services.
All righty. Can I get her first and last name spelled out, please?
Yes. Yeah, so her first name is Cassandra. That's C-A-S-A-N-D-R-A. And then last name is Kinney. So it's K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. And what is the date of birth?
Her date of birth is 05/27/67.
And what's the social security number?
It's 17582.
I'm sorry, you cut out at the first, the third digit.
Let me start from the beginning. It's 172-58-2434.
Thank you. I'm going to look her up in my system, make sure everything looks good to apply her, and I'll be right back, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know the address of the applicant?
Yeah, Cassandra, are you still at 1630 Cary Drive?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1630 Cary Drive. That's K-E-R-I Drive. Unit 1702. The city is Warren. County is Trumbull. And the zip code is 44485.
All right. And what's the phone number of the applicant?
234-980-1961.
And does the applicant want to have an authorized representative, or do they just want the one phone number?
Cassandra.
Yes.
What did you just ask?
Do you want an authorized representative or another phone number on your form?
Do you have another contact that you want to put down, Cassandra?
Yeah. Just a second. I got to find it.
Okay.
Just a second. I put one of my daughters on there. Let's see. Her name is Tierney, T-E-R-I-N-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Stringer, S-T-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
And her phone number is 330-351-9793.
And do you want them to contact her first or second? Like, do you want us to contact you first or her first?
You can contact her first.
Okay. All right, and you said you wanted to apply for the Ohio Home Care Waiver today?
Next step here, yes.
Cassandra? Cassandra, are you still there?
Yeah, I think she does. I think that's the plan here.
Okay. I need a list of her diagnoses that are expected to last longer than 6 months.
Okay, hold on. Cassandra, are you still there? She just wrote it all out for me. Hold on, let me pull it up.
All right.
Okay, and her number is 770-341. Yep. My 428. 26 is my number.
Cassandra, are you still there?
9-4-2-8.
I just want to make sure I have it all correctly. What she gave me was neuropathy, diabetes, low vision, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, congestive heart failure.
All right. Will you say them a little bit slower for me? And what was the first one?
Okay. First one is diabetes.
Okay.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
Asthma.
Okay.
Low vision.
What was that one?
Low vision.
Low vision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is that going to be so far? Diabetes, asthma, low vision, rheumatoid arthritis.
I got that one.
Congestive heart failure.
Okay.
And neuropathy.
Okay.
I might be forgetting one. Not sure where she went. Said she's still on the call. Okay, I think that's it for now.
Alrighty. That should be everything I need to apply her today.
Okay.
Your questioner indicates that she could benefit from some long-term services and support, so I can go ahead and refer you for the Ohio Home Care Waiver, which can provide some of those in-home health services I had mentioned earlier. From here, I will pass this referral on to the Department of Medicaid, and they will be reaching out to you in the next few weeks to schedule an in-home health assessment that goes a little bit more in-depth than the one we just did. Then you will go from there with them. We will also be following up with you in the Department of Medicaid to make sure everything is going smoothly. Do you have any other questions for me today?
Yeah. Are you going to be reaching out to us directly or the patient?
It would be the number that we have on file, which is the patient.
Okay. And once a patient is approved, does that come from the state or does that come from you guys to inform us?
For Ohio Home Care, we handle everything in our under CareStar, so it'll be from us.
Okay. And is there a case manager that a patient can follow up with, or you guys are kind of like the case manager?
Yeah, the case manager will come to her home, and it'll be somebody from our company.
Okay.
And then they will be able to ask whatever questions they have and let that case manager know, like, what services they need and stuff.
And that's the one that does the assessment?
Yes.
Okay, and is there an email or a form that you would like us to initiate a referral form, or do you want us to do it over the phone, like how I just did it?
I already am filling out the referral for you guys.
Okay, so in the future, if I have a patient that calls in, you want us to call together, or is there a form that I can put in to you guys?
So we do the forms over the phone. So you don't necessarily have to have the patient on the phone, like within the call, if you know all the information, which if it's Ohio Home Care, the only information that you really need besides, like, you know, the normal stuff, like the numbers and stuff, is their diagnoses. But for, like, a passport waiver, it's, like, that's one where you would want them to be on the phone with you because there's a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So so on your end, you're going to put that in.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. You too.